RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Show Tunes, where each week we are looking at some incredible TV theme tunes from recent times and way back when things were in black and white. Yes, kids, that's right, before ultra frickin' HD retina pumping IMAX eyegasms. And then we pull back the proverbial rug to see what has been swept underneath. I'm Stephen Steps Lowe, the sometimes monochrome and curmudgeonly host of the Song 2 podcast, as well as a number of shows on Today Radio, including Louder, New Noise, and Screen Time, where it could be that you're listening to this right now. Go check them out while you're warming your car windscreen or the like. It's November as we record this, and it is proper cold outside, which could make it more difficult to change the dial, or I don't know, escape from a locked room, or an island. Maybe. If you're wearing mittens. The iconic theme song to The Prisoner, first hitting screens in 1967, is composed by Ron Grainer and has been reckoned as one of the most memorable and distinctive TV themes in history. Facts. Ronald Earl Grainer, born 11th of August 1922 and passing on the 21st of February 1981, was an influential Australian composer, known for his work in the UK during the 1960s and 70s. He composed iconic theme music for TV shows like Doctor Who, Steptoe and Son, and Tales of the Unexpected. Well, those three are going to be featured later, trust me. And also scored films such as The Omega Man in 1971 and The Assassination Bureau in 1969. Grainer's theme was chosen after two other composers, Robert Farnon and Wilfred Josephs, created themes that were rejected by series executive producer Patrick McGowan, who was known to be a little bit more than cantankerous. Farnon's theme was allegedly rejected for being a virtual copy of the Western film The Big Country, released in 1958, while Joseph's discordant theme got as far as being applied to early edits of episodes Arrival and The Chimes of Big Ben. It can also be heard on the recovered and restored early edits of the two episodes, which have subsequently been released to DVD. Prior to this, Joseph's melody was utilised as incidental music on the broadcast versions of Arrival. Farnon's theme remained unheard until it was unearthed for a DVD featurette, Don't Knock Yourself Out, created for the 2007 DVD reissue of The Prisoner in the UK. Before he would finally use Grainer's theme, McGowan required that Grainer rescore it in a faster tempo and place emphasis on the timpani drums. Grainer, known in the scene for his versatility, created a theme that blends elements of pop, jazz, and orchestral music with a strong rhythmic foundation that immediately brings to mind the urgency and unease of the show. If you've seen it, you'll know. If not, then go check it out. The music is instrumental, of course, with brass and strings layered in a way that mirrors the show's themes of surveillance, ahead of its time in many ways, you could say, and also the psychological tension wrought between the principal characters. Ron Grainer's theme for The Prisoner is as iconic as the show itself, playing a crucial role in the opening credits. These credits act as a visual summary of the plot, showing Patrick McGowan's character resigning from his job as a UK security agent, only to be kidnapped, gassed, and taken to a mysterious village for interrogation. Driven by bold brass, bass and timpani captures McGuinn's volatile nature and sets the tone for the series. The syncopated drum beats match his intense walk down a concrete corridor, mirroring his anger and the show's tension. With its powerful brass and cool electric guitar, the theme nails the style of the era and establishes the show's mood. The theme's catchy melody, driven by its distinctive rhythm, became one of the most memorable aspects of the series. It captured the essence of the show's claustrophobic and mysterious setting, with the characters living in a controlled environment simply called The Village, where nothing is what it seems. Recorded by the Mike Sammers Singers and a small orchestra under the direction of Albert Ems, the theme was designed to be dynamic, with the percussive elements adding to its hypnotic, almost menacing quality. The phrase, "Be seeing you," which was commonly used by the inhabitants of the village in the show, became inextricably linked with the theme, emphasizing the underlying idea and principles of surveillance and the constant feeling of being watched. The connection between the phrase and the theme song further deepened the atmosphere of unease that The Prisoner was known for. Released as a single following the success of the show, the theme became a fan favourite and remains one of the most influential and enduring pieces of television music history. Its combination of mystery, urgency, and the unforgettable "Be Seeing You" phrase helped establish it as a defining element of the series. The theme's legacy endures as one of the most distinctive and instantly recognizable TV themes, a perfect reflection of the show's unique vision and unsettling narrative. Those of you who had expected to hear the Muppets theme tune this week, you may be a little bit disappointed. Well, that's because I've been, well, yeah, a Muppet, and forgot that I promised it last week. That one will be happening next week. I promise you, double down swear, pinky swear, and all that stuff. No return stampsies. Where does The Prisoner sit with you, though? Is it better than Magnum, that was last week? Is it better than some of the ones that might come along, like the A-Team? You have to let me know. You can send in a message on 621-52-5000. That's for Luxembourg, by the way. Stick a 00352 before that, and let me know what you think. If you like what you've heard and would like to check out more material we have available, check out our podcast Song 2, where I argue to varying levels of success that the second song on an album is the best or most important. There's also Mum Life in Luxembourg, where Hayley Allam delves into parenting in the Grand Duchy, and Office Hours with Adam Peterson, giving insights into the sometimes confusing corporate landscape in our little country. We also have a chart-topping history podcast called Luxembourg History, and of course we have the long-running and long-standing Lisa Burke Show, our weekly magazine-style podcast. Check those out on RTL Play, and indeed, subscribe and download from Apple, from Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Be seeing you.